This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Generation of talk now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Rich Zeoli.
All right, you know what? It's a great day. It's Friday. We're very happy to be here today. Thank you for being here as well. 855-839-1210 is the number on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I want to welcome to the program two great guys, two great friends of mine. Put them up, Bill, for me. Steve Weiler from FOP Lodge 5 right here in Philadelphia. And Mark O'Connor, the owner of the iconic Irish pub right here in Philadelphia. Hey, guys, thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for having me. I miss you guys. It's been too long.
It has been too long, and I wish you guys could be in studio, but we're still not there yet. But listen, it's okay. We're on the phone. We got a big event coming up in August, and I saw the flyer for it the other day. I said, I got to have these guys on to talk about it. So, Mark, tell us what the event is.
This will be the 34th annual Bend to the Shore, which is a 65-mile bike ride from the base of the Ben Franklin Bridge in Philadelphia, finishing out the boardwalk next to the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City. All the money supports families of fallen first responders in the greater Philadelphia and South Jersey area.
And Steve Weiler, FOP Lodge 5, how important is that money?
So it is crazy important, honestly. It's we do 4 or 5 fundraisers a year, and that's the biggest one for our Survivors Fund. I mean, Mark helps us immensely with his charity. The board of Bend to the Shore does a great job. It's well organized. It's a phenomenal event, and it's a lot of fun. This is going to be my 13th year riding, and I can't wait. With the wind to be blowing in my face, pedaling uphill with a sewer butt. It's the greatest feeling in the world. It's awesome.
Now, Mark O'Connor, the Survivors Fund, which, of course, is going to help the families of law enforcement officers, it's so essential to them. It's just absolutely essential. But this event is a fun event. I mean, this is a big party, right? When you finally get there to Atlantic City, it's a big party, right?
We have a huge party right down in Atlantic City. We have the beers flowing. Wawa supplies the food, live band. So anybody that wants to come, we ask for a donation at the gate. But all the money, like I said, goes to these great causes. And besides the Survivors Fund of the Philadelphia Police Department, the FOP, unfortunately, on July 4th, Montgomery County lost a firefighter, a volunteer firefighter, if you remember. And we were there 2 days later with a check for his family to help him through that very difficult time when they've lost a loved one. Mm-hmm. And so we were there. We're there immediately. It couldn't be more important in these difficult times. And there's still time to sign up. We're just about 1,900 riders, and we'd like to get to 2,200, which is where we were in 2019. So anybody that is inclined to, you go to Bend to Shore, and it's August 29th, Sunday, August 29th, the Sunday before Labor Day. 4 rest stops. We'll pick you up. We'll move you forward. We'll take you to Atlantic City. And you get there, and the beer's cold. And Rich, every year, Stevie tells me, this is my last year. I'm not riding. And every year, he's back the next year, and he's on his bike.
All right. Now, what's the date, guys? What's the date?
August 29th.
And people can sign up. What's the website?
Go to Bend to Shore.
Bend
the number two shore. Bend to shore, and it'll good directions. Very very intuitive. The website easy to sign up. And if you don't really feel like riding or you don't think you have enough time, we also have a virtual version. And then you have 5 weeks to do 65 of anything. One of our board members, who's an officer in New Jersey, a chief in Berlin, Wayne Monfiglio, said he.
Oh, he's a great guy. I know him. He's a great guy. Great chief.
Well, he did the virtual last year, and he ate 65 donuts.
Wayne.
Took a lot of ribbing for that. But, hey, whatever you want to do, just get involved. And these folks need our support. They're risking their lives every day on the streets of Philadelphia and the surrounding communities, and we're so proud to support them.
Well, I agree. And Steve, I want to ask you before I let you go, how is morale right now for the cops in this city?
It's all-time low. I've been a police officer for 28 years. I'm still active, but am a board member at the FOP, and I speak to officers every day. It's just sad to watch. They're out there doing their job, and, to get no reward, nothing. So we're actually fighting for them for a contract now, and hopefully the city will reward them. So time will tell.
Good. Well, I'm sad about the morale factor, but that's, again, another reason why this Bend to the Shore event is so important, because there's going to be a lot of camaraderie, a lot of friendship, and you'll be doing something really good, donating to the very important cause of the Survivors Fund to help first responders and their families.
So, Rich, can I say one more thing? Since we are down riders, so I'm looking for corporate sponsors, and I got one this morning. Armour Masonry donated $500 to Bend to the Shore.
Awesome. That's great. So corporate sponsors, they're looking for it. If you want to help out,
absolutely,
get some good recognition. This is a great event. Yeah. This is a legendary event. This is one of those signature events. It really is. Such a legendary, epic event.
Fun
hey,
time.
Hey, Rich,
Fun
you know,
time.
Greg used to ride. Greg Stocker was a rider, and I think it's time he comes back.
I mean, you guys usually do this in July, but I'm always away the last week of August, or I would have done it, but the timing just didn't work out. But
I think it's a wuss, Mark. I think it's an excuse, personally, you know?
You know,
well, I would ride, but I had my rotator cuff repair, my shoulder. I still can't, I'm not ready yet to ride, but being in Atlantic City to welcome all the riders when they come there, I'm happy to do that if you guys would like me to be there for that.
That would be fantastic. We would love to have you.
All right. I'm in. Count me in. I'll be there August 29th to greet everybody as they come, and everybody can make fun of me for not riding. It's fine. It's okay. I'll deserve it. It'll be great. I'm sure there'll be a lot of Zioli Army members there that day. It'll be a lot of fun. So I look forward to doing that. And again, August 29th, Bend to Shore. Please sign up. This is important. And you get some good exercise. You'll see the scenery and, of course, the great party in Atlantic City. Fantastic stuff.
And John Hoyt will be there as well at the end.
John Hoyt will be there. Is he going to take his boat there, or is he going to ride a bike there?
He's going to come from Alaska and be there.
Oh, he's going to come from Alaska.
He came back from Alaska, so he'll be there, yeah.
By the way, I know, Steve Weiler, you are running for national office for the Fraternal Order of Police. Is that right?
That's correct. I'm running for second national vice president, and that election is August 19th.
Well, listen, man, good luck. I hope every cop out there who's eligible to vote votes for you. That'd be great to have you on the national. That'd be amazing. So good luck.
Thank you. Yep.
You got it.
Thank you very much. Hey, Richie, thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Well, listen, you know I'm very fond of the cops in this city. I think they do a great job, and they deserve our support. And all the firemen, too, and all the first responders do. So I appreciate the great work you guys do over there at FOP Lodge 5. Steve Weiler and Mark O'Connor, the Irish Pub, one of my absolute favorite places in Philadelphia. Actually, one of my favorite places anywhere.
Yes.
Thank you for the great work you guys are doing, and we'll see you on August 29th.
Thanks. Thanks so much for having us on.
All right.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.